Have you ever heard that word?
No, not in that, using in that particularly reference.
Yeah, but this thing does, this thing does tend to separate the house into two sections?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's interesting. What is this, what was your, the house that you were raised in made of? Was it frame?
It was just wood frame, old wood frame.
Mm-hmm. And what about the house that you live in now?
It's brick veneer.
Brick veneer? Did you build that yourself, or have some contracted out, or what?
Well, I built most of it myself. I subcontracted what I couldn't do myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like laying the brick, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. What were you able to do yourself?
Well, I hired two carpenters to frame it and what they call black it in.
What does that mean?
That means that they take it up to the point that they have the outside walls. This is the wood framing before the brick. And they have the what they call a blackboard, or it's the insulation board on the outer walls. And they take it up to the point of installing the windows and doors and do the inside partition framing. And of course get the roof on it. And at that point is they call it blacked in, when they get that roughed in state.
Then did you take over after that?
Then I took over from there, except, you know, I've had the brick contracted. And I paneled it. I did have the sheetrock contracted because I could have it done cheap enough to do it myself.
Yeah.
but there's not much of it sheetrock, most of it's panel. And then of course I hung all the interior doors and installed the cabinets. I got pre-made cabinets I ordered from a company. And I installed those. And of course, I did have a helper, you know, to help me do the lifting and stuff like this. And
how long did it take you to build it, doing that like that?
Well, I started on digging a footing in February. And I had it to the point, you know, that I could move in the 1st of July. However, there's some, you know, small things that I'm still doing along.
Yeah, yeah. Have you run across any flaws or anything like that? Very
no.
much?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sturdy.
Yes.
Not too much
problem.
Very sturdy. yeah, it looks like a pretty big house. Do you like? Go ahead.
I was gonna give you the feet.
Okay.
Well, it has 1,650 feet living area. A total of about 2,700 counting porch and garage and utility overall.
It's a good deal bigger than the house that you were brought up in.
Well, square footage wise, it's probably pretty close to the same, because you know the old houses had very large rooms.
Yeah, yeah. These are the type of rooms with the real high ceilings?
Yes.
About how high do you suppose the ceilings were in this house?
I would say they were 10 foot.
10, is that right? Well, that's something. And I guess something like that might present problems if you tried to, you know, heat it and cool it. Are they hard to?
They're very hard to heat. However, the cooling this doesn't present any particular problems.
And what about the rooms in this new house? About how high are they?
They're 8 foot ceiling.
Well, that's interesting. I'm not in a, I don't own my own home, but when I get around to it,